Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My lease is paid off. I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to mycityrides.org. That's mycityrides.org.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of south of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Celebrating 10 years in downtown Memphis in the main arts district. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South. Featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Happy hour featuring $2 off draft beer, wine, and specialty cocktail list, appetizers, and more. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're going to be joined by Mark Giannato at 12:25. We will talk to him about University of Memphis basketball, what Penny Hardaway had to say in that Dana O'Neill piece. Lots more to come with Mark. We'll do that at 12:25. But right now, we got to do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
So by now, I'm sure you have probably heard or read about the news in Knoxville. Tennessee running back Jeremy Banks, who was from Memphis, who was from Cordova, went to Cordova High School, was arrested for an outstanding warrant. He was pulled over for an illegal U-turn on the 15th of September, right after the Tennessee Volunteers obviously celebrated their season-changing win over UT Chattanooga, which saved Jeremy Pruitt and redeemed the team, I think, in many ways, you'd have to say. But so Jeremy Banks was obviously out celebrating, having a great night, and then he gets pulled over and arrested for an outstanding warrant. And then, of course, video emerges. I think it was last night the video emerged of his interaction with the police officers.
Is that camera not right in your face?
It's right.
I was trying to figure out the whole time I'm watching it. Like, do you know it's there when you're seeing it in the back?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's right in his face, so you see something, right? You see something that looks like a, okay, that's a, anyway, go on.
I mean, listen, it's not good what he says. You know, he says, where I'm from, we shoot at cops. He says, y'all are some.
I'm going to hope that Jeremy's.
F with y'all.
It was a long night for you.
You don't want to be an intern because where I'm from, we shoot at cops. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
It's kind of unbelievable. It was, you know.
And he calms down and
it was big
starts singing and then he's giving compliments. You know, so, but that's part of it. That's part of the video from Jeremy Banks. And then Jeremy Pruitt, there's a conversation with Jeremy Pruitt, who, of course, is the Tennessee Volunteers football coach. He is overheard speaking with the arresting officer about that warrant over the phone. And he says, this is the silliest ish I've ever seen in my life. You know, and then
I've worked four places.
Yeah, and I never had no crap like this except for here, because the people usually say, hey, something's not right here. And it ends by Jeremy Pruitt saying, you know, do what you have to do. Do your civic duty, man.
How often in college football do you think that happens? That call to that coach comes, right, late night. What percentage of the time do you think the coach is like that?
Probably, I would say 85% of the time.
You open know? It, drop it.
Yeah.
Right?
If it's something,
because it's campus police.
If it's something
in this case,
if it's something
right.
Quite like what it seems as minor as this, right? Like a illegal U-turn.
You can keep it in house because it's campus police. Doesn't need to go
right? To the to the city cops, and you just figure it happens, you know, a lot. I would have to suspect. Look, it's a bad look for both Jeremys in this case, for Banks and for Pruitt. The one it's going to last longer for, unfortunately, is for Jeremy Pruitt. This is ugly, what Banks said in the car, the shooting the car. You know, he's playing real hard, real hard. We shoot, talking to the female, he asked the cop, is that your intern? Hey, lady, you know, you don't want to do this and all that. Like, he's trying to, you know, he's talking real bad. And listen, that it's an awful look. He's come out and he's apologized for it. I've heard folks beat him up, say, well, the apology, he didn't write it, doesn't sound genuine, all that. You know what's going to happen next week this time? People ain't going to be talking about this. You know, because we see it all the time with entitled football players who've had long nights out. They say stupid stuff, and they even do it to cops in the backseat of their car. Real stupid move. But we see it all the time.
Yep.
What we don't see come out all the time is that call I just asked John Martin about, is what you hear from those football coaches, which we think happens quite a bit, right? You don't see it come out all the time where they say, man, can we kind of let, not to use his exact words, but pretty much, man, can we let this one go? You know what I'm saying? I've never seen – I've been four places where they don't do this to the local college football player. Can we let this go? I've never seen anything like this. That, unfortunately for him, the leader of a football program up there in Knoxville that right now is on some hard times, that's more ammo for the folks that want up out of there. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
That's going to last, and particularly it will last even longer if you keep losing up there. Right, you keep blowing it up there. You keep comparing things to the Titanic and mice running up. You keep making the wrong move. Teams at the end of games like BYU get some crazy play on your DBs. You're a DB. You're supposed to be a DB coach. You understand what I'm saying? He's giving them more ammo, and this will stick with him longer than it will with Jeremy Banks. It's just the case because Pruitt, both of them should because they're grown men, even this freshman at school. But Pruitt is the leader of this thing.
Yep.
If anybody should know better, it's him.
Yep.
To act like this. This gets out, brother, it just makes you look like you have less control than we already thought you did.
Now,
and I'm sitting here wanting to root. I got nothing against Jeremy Pruitt. I'm sitting up here wanting to
extend him.
No. I didn't until – I got nothing against that guy. I've not said, what I've not done, John, is say, Jeremy Pruitt's shown me you need to fire him right now because Tennessee at some point's got to get tired of firing football coaches. You've got to, at some point, right, get that thing right and let some cycles go through so you get some guys in there, right? There's no way back without doing that. But this right here, just, again, another check in the box of doubt for Jeremy Pruitt, and for him, this is one that will last a lot longer for him than it will for Banks.
Well, he did. Jeremy Pruitt did have a press conference today, just a few minutes ago, and he said he was not. This is what he says.
I'm sure you knew this was coming.
He says he was not lobbying for preferential treatment.
Of course not.
When he spoke to University of Police. This is what he said.
Let's hear it. He has a right to say his side.
When you get a phone call at 3:30 in the morning, you're always going to take it. To be honest, when I got the phone call, I had no idea who I was talking to, probably for the first 2 minutes. By the time I got it figured out, there was obviously some confusion because it was late. But I appreciate the officer talking to me and doing his job. So that was from Jeremy Pruitt this morning.
What was that last thing he said, though? He talks about how he was a little off, right? A little discombobulated to start that out. So maybe there's my excuse for the way I talked early.
Yeah.
But what was that last line he gave him, John? Because I'm gonna hold up my hand here on something.
Your civic duty, man.
Yeah, do your civic duty, man. Real sarcastic there.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie to you. This is something I've done. Whether it's a speeding ticket or whatever. And this is again where I hold my hand up and we're gonna all judge others. You gotta judge yourself. But there have been times, John, when I feel like, even if I've sped, where I'm talking to that cop, and really, I mean, if you think about it, you're ashamed of it, really, because their job, in most instances, you're not talking to a dirty cop, right, that's done anything wrong. Talk to a good cop whose job it is to protect you, right, and to serve the city. And I tell that cop after that speeding ticket, you understand what I'm saying? I tell him, man, way to go out and really solve some crime here, brother. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm pissed off. Right, that I got caught breaking the rules. So again, this is where I raise my hand. I'm not Jeremy Banks, not foolish enough to try to intimidate a cop, tell him, hey, we shoot cops where I'm from, right?
Yeah.
And probably, like, I'm with you. You know, something was going on with that kid. He's on something or something. I mean, it's hard to believe that's just his normal state of mind.
No,
you understand what I'm saying? That said, I don't excuse it at all. But I have looked at cops, right? John looks at me when I'm in my Imperial Security Guard stuff, right, and you do it with a little disdain.
No.
It's not right. No. It's wrong. And this is where I'm saying.
I don't even notice you in the Imperial Security
I apologize
uniform.
To the cop that just pulled me over a few weeks ago. I got an October court date for it. Now I'm doing it right now because I didn't then. My attitude was nasty. Chris is like, you've been pulled over. I'm like, and the cop comes up to the car, right? He's saying, do you know what I pulled you over for? Chris is trying to talk. I said, Chris, you don't need to talk to him.
Why?
Because why?
Why do cops do that? Why do they ask you, do you know what I pulled you
listen,
over for?
Listen, there was a reason why I was a little bit angrier on this one than even though I do not excuse my behavior. There's a reason. Because this same cop sits in the same neighborhood all the time. He just got my wife like a month. He comes back. He calls it it's like his honey hole. Right, he catches us all in his 40. He catches us all coming around that corner off of Cordova Road over there. We're all going in a 30, right? Now we're all going like 40, 41, or 30. He comes back there every month and gets us. He just got my wife, and I'm more frustrated myself so than I got caught.
He got the Smith family twice.
He got us twice. You understand? Yeah. So that's why I've got the attitude. Yeah. It ain't right to have the attitude. The guy's job's to do that. I know he's coming back to fill his quota, but I want to go back to my point of this story.
Is that a myth?
Is the disdain? Is the disdain with which I addressed him, right? And it comes even cheaper, right? When you treat him a campus cop, we have a tendency, right? We treat them with a little bit less than a regular cop.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying all this to excuse Jeremy because again, what I'm just telling you is I don't know what it is. What I'm telling you is I apologize to that cop, and I apologize to the ones that, you know what I'm saying, the good ones that are out here. Their job is to protect me, and all I'm doing is giving them a hard time because they pulled me over for a rule I broke. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't going to hear that on other – that's real. Like, you're not going to hear that on other radio, that take right there. What you're going to hear is Jeremy Banks is wrong. This is a black guy. This is terrible. This kid hopefully is going to learn from this, right, and not do this again. But maybe what we can all learn from is see a little bit of ourselves and that how nasty he talked to those cops. I got to give mad props to the cops on this one.
Yeah.
We don't – John and I don't pick cop stories very much where we're giving them mad props, right, because usually the big ones are the ones where they've messed up. But give those cops mad props for the way they dealt with that kid. He's sitting there trying to intimidate him, talk bad and all that stuff, man, because – brother, he was trying to get up under their skin.
Now,
and
you didn't
see any video or anything crazy going on in terms of their reaction to him. I thought they handled it well.
I got to give them
their props when real quick to jump when cops mess up. Give them their props in this situation. The kid wasn't right.
I'd ask you not to, go at the officer, next time you get pulled over,
Well, tell them to find another honey hole.
Maybe you don't.
How many? I mean,
maybe
on.
You don't speed, man.
Have
you considered that?
I haven't since I come. Yes, I've considered. Did you just hear me apologize to the man?
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
When you going to deal with any real truth and honesty? When you going to deal with your situations with that kind of level of truth and honesty with yourself?
First of all, when I get pulled over, I'm so respectful, bro.
I asked John if he's done this morning. I said, John, you ever, just kind of talk bad or to a cop or what? He's like, I've never done that in my life.
I don't talk, look.
We know you
get out of the car and you start pledging the allegiance when you get pulled over.
100%. That's authority. 100%.
Even if it's a come
I wasn't
on,
raised
if,
I wasn't yeah, raised any
if
different.
If it's a speeding ticket, you guys have always been, oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, I won't
yes.
slow no, down
it's
again.
Annoying, but I'm not
you've
like,
never talked with any
two,
sort
bro.
Of this. And again, I'm telling cops this is wrong, cops. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to maybe change an attitude or at least the one that John and Brad apparently haven't dealt or had or dealt with at all.
Well, first of all, I think
is something that we commonly do probably that I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
And it's on me to clean that up.
Well, let's also acknowledge
when there is no reason to be
before
of that
we
kind
go
of
any further in this conversation. If we're going to have this conversation,
it's just real, bro.
We must first acknowledge the difference in interactions that we are liable that to have.
No doubt about it. I think that's true.
Part of it. That's part
but,
of it.
But again.
I have never had a negative interaction with a police officer in my entire life.
There you go.
I've been pulled over, and I've never had a negative interaction with a police officer. And I recognize that may not be the case for you. I recognize that 100%. And so I do think we come from different places.
I'm glad you say that because our
that's fair.
Because we talk to people, John, who don't believe that's still the case in this country.
Mm.
We talk to them all the time. We talk to them very frequently, and it frustrates me that people would say, "No, that doesn't." They must be giving them a reason. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I
but I don't want to focus this on the bad cops.
Sure.
I want to focus it on the good ones and the ones that, in this story.
We're very patient.
This kid's trying to get on your skin. You're very patient with him. And hell, look at the way he handled Pruitt.
Now, does it help that he's a Tennessee football player? Like, does that come into that at all? Like the fact that they know he's a Tennessee football player, and maybe that I'm just introducing that as a potential.
Yes.
Well, you tell me. Was there any tests for
exactly
intoxicants or anything like that?
Doesn't
you
sound
I,
like it,
you
yeah.
and I might have faced a test or
no
a,
doubt.
You know, a,
well, early
a,
in the morning,
a
you know,
sobriety test. Field
I mean,
test.
He sounds so, like he's slurring his words.
I'm not rooting against the kid. I've talked bad. I've made mistakes, but I'm not excusing it either. And he's got to learn from this. Tennessee's not going to get rid of him because he's a good football player. They feel like this is going to go away. And like I'm telling you, a week from now, nobody's going to be talking about this. But if Pruitt keeps losing, this is going to be used against him. More of the same in terms of the ammo used against him to drive him on out of there.
Yeah.
And I would say, man, what you doing?
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing, Jeremy Pruitt? Are you leading up there? Because it's not looking like it here lately with some of your decisions.
So the last time I got pulled over, I actually got pulled over by a state trooper the last time I got pulled over. I was getting off.
And you just polite as punch with him, huh?
Oh, I
all both of y'all. Yeah, are y'all
bro,
being?
Why would I not be polite to a
y'all
state
trooper?
Y'all
need to treat this like the confessional, man, because God's listening.
I don't want to get tased.
Okay, well, again, I admire you for that you've never been in that situation.
Well, I'll just tell you what happened. So I got pulled over, and it was because of the I was texting. You remember how that rule, that law has gone in, right?
Yeah, now they can't even, like, enforce it or something.
Well, the state trooper can.
Yeah, right.
The state trooper can.
That's the difference.
Yeah, so he pulls me over, and he says, you know you can't be on your phone. And I lied. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. He's like, you can't be on your phone. You can't be texting. Can't be blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I had the GPS on. I lied again. I said I had the GPS on. I was checking.
We act like this is acceptable behavior. And a lot of this God is listening.
Hold on. The story goes on. Then he goes, "Oh, you were on your GPS." I was like, "Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was just texting." I told him the truth after that. And then he goes to his car. He asks me if I've ever been pulled over for it before. He comes back, hands me a pamphlet. And he says, "Congratulations on being white. You're free to go." I'm just kidding. He didn't say that.
Oh, my. That sounded like Eddie Murphy's skit Saturday Night Live.
He did hand me a pamphlet, though, and he said, "You can't text and drive. This is just a warning. Have a good day, man. Stay off your phone, boss."
I know.
Yeah. So I got a warning.
You and Gary Parrish, y'all get pulled over all the time. Cops just let y'all go.
No, but
I get that ticket. I've gotten a ton since we've been on this show.
But I think
stop speeding and stop, you know.
Gary's admitted that he gets a little snarly, though. I mean, I have heard him say that. He is not the, you know, perfect citizen.
I don't disrespect the officers, man.
Well, John will say this. I'm glad you're not the lead of any criminal enterprises, because it don't take nothing for you to fold up when a cop's asking you questions. You spill the beans. Yeah, all of it.
No, I just.
I mean, the man said, "Are you sure you're not?" I'm sorry. Yes, I was. Here's the truth, officer.
No, I'm not.
You gave it all up, bro.
I didn't have a GPS pulled up on my phone. You know, if he asked to, you know, obviously
he just had to raise eyebrow around you.
He would have taken me in for perjury. You know, I didn't want to go to jail for perjury that day. Okay, but I just listen. If you get pulled over, you did something. 9 times out of 10, there's a reason you got pulled over. And
I know, that's what I said about this story.
You should
have to look at ourselves sometimes. And again, I apologize, that cop sitting in that same honey hole. Get out of there.
Yeah.
You've gotten the whole Smith family, okay?
That's enough.
Go find another honey hole.
He's gonna be
there. Hitting your quota every month.
He's gonna stay in that spot for 11 years, and then he's gonna get CJ.
Man, I come around that corner so slow now looking for him. I want to wave at him. Here's the Smiths. Keep digging at us.
You look back at him like Patrick Mahomes did last Sunday. Did you see that when he scrambles out of the pocket and he looks back at the referee? Is that how you were with that cop?
I'm just wondering, you want to get me again? And I'm sorry. Again, I am genuinely.
Absolutely.
I apologize for my nasty attitude.
No, we accept your apology.
It wasn't as nasty as Banks, though.
We accept your apology, big dog.
All right.
Next story.
All right, remember how I was telling you about that was mine? I forgot.
It's your show. Go right.
No, it's your turn. Sorry.
No. What is your topic that you are so passionate and eager to talk about and run over mine there?
Brad, did that not feel like a Jason story, though? I mean, realistically, that kind of felt like a Jason Smith started the run.
I'm pretty sure Brad knows you introduced that one and it was my turn. But go ahead, John.
I don't want to defend. I don't want to defend you.
Oh, he doesn't.
I'm sorry.
He's not going to help you here.
I've taken my John's sides for the week, so
yeah,
I have
okay,
to.
Yeah, a lot of them. It feels.
I don't
like.
Know.
I'm
if
trying to go. The
by
other
the way,
way
you said something that we have to address. You said when you got pulled over for the speeding ticket that the police officer, you understood he needed to hit his quota. Do police officers really have quotas? I think that's a myth.
Absolutely they do.
They have a quota every month they have to hit. I have to write 50 tickets this month or else I'm going to not get my bonus.
Can you imagine them giving none?
Well, I mean, if they just happen to, if there happens to be no crime in the area they're patrolling, then they wouldn't be writing a ticket.
Why would he keep coming back to the same spot?
Just
if
because
there's not a quote, if there's not come back to the same spot every month,
because it's an easy ticket to write,
and it's the same police officer, John.
Because he knows your ass going to be speeding through there every week. You know, it's just an easy ticket to write. You know, he doesn't have to go anywhere. He don't have to actually, like, you know, fight real crime. He just waits for you to come down that corner and go 50 into 30.
That's the big idea, right? I agree with that. Why aren't you fighting crime?
So cops don't have quotas, right? And John, tell them the truth all the time.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean,
tell them because
what are you running over there, Pablo Escobar? Like, what are you hiding?
No, man? I'm just saying. I mean, if a cop asked me, was I speeding? I'm probably gonna say, nah, I don't think so.
Uh-uh.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm not gonna.
Hold on. If a cop asked me,
like, there's some natural key. You're gonna try to fight it a little bit, bro.
If a cop asked me, did you realize you were speeding? I will say I didn't. You know, like, I will say I didn't know that. I didn't know what the, like, I will deny plausibility. But I, you know, so I don't want to just say if a police officer comes up to me and
says, "That's some old Bill Self, though. You should be responsible because it happened on your watch. That's your foot pushing that thing. You act like that's not your foot pushing you up over the speed limit,
bro.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not singing.
You're
like,
responsible
were
for
you
that,
speeding?
Homie.
Yeah, I was going 65 and a 30. Like that's what
it feels like.
No.
The kind of honesty you're dealing with out here, and I'm sure the police appreciate it. That's why they don't need to pull you over.
It got me out of a ticket. It got me out of a ticket with that state trooper because I told the truth. The truth will set you free, and in that instance, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Did it not? It was either the truth or the pigment of my skin.
The truth.
You pick.
Your platinum blonde hair.
I was not blonde at the time.
Your good truth.
I was not blonde at the time. Anyway, it's your story, please.
Again, you're leaving me in a position where I want to highlight good cops.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Right? That's it.
Next story.
Can we play this audio? Are you going to allow me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Penny Hardaway is getting a lot of attention. We talked about one story earlier where he believes he's looked at his team and he thinks he can win a national championship. Nick DePaula from ESPN, who we've had on the show, is a friend of the show, real tight with John Martin. They're both sneakerheads. Was recently with Penny. He's got a big, big feature here coming out. John, what is it, like fourth week of October? I think it's going to be kind of a rundown of sort of what's happened with Penny's shoe over the years, why his brand's so strong. We've got the audio because they've got a little snippet of it, a little tease for you over at ESPN. It's on the front page of their college basketball section. BC, if you don't mind, here's a short clip of the audio. Sounds like it's going to be fantastic.
People always gravitate to that 1 cent logo. How did that come together?
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear number one. Penny, number one. I'm going to play off of this number one thing in Penny. And it worked.
Of course, you know, the Penny One launches, and out the gate, they had an amazing campaign around it with Lil Penny. Talk me through that concept and how it all came together.
They came to me and said, hey, how would you like an alter ego? I love comedy. People don't know that about me, and I thought anything funny would be good. When I heard about Lil Penny and the alter ego, I was like, this is going to be perfect.
Basically, in that same window, the Foamposite comes. Talk me through the first time you saw it and how that shoe became one of your shoes.
They sent it to me. And I was like, wow, I love these. It just seemed like there was something that was ahead of its time, and I wanted to wear them.
And what was the reaction like once you broke those out?
People went crazy because they were almost space age because they weren't the normal sneaker. This is the Penny Room.
So we've got some of the biggest shoes of your career out here. Penny One, of course. Collaboration with Soul Collector
Classic.
Back in the day. That was a fun event, if I say so myself.
Classic. This is the baby because this is the first one. But every shoe meant something to me at different parts of my career.
The Foamposite in particular, we're seeing all these different colors around the way. Any other particular themes that always stood out for you or that you really liked?
Obviously the original blue. And then, of course, the Sharpie one. The Sharpie one is the one that sticks out the most because the lead called our equipment manager and was like, hey, that's not a black shoe. And we started putting the little black pieces of tape in the seams of it. I see a lot of guys wearing their sneakers in the league today. It just shows the respect.
There it is. Penny Hardaway getting into great detail about how, remember the NBA, and they wanted him to wear the black shoe where these weren't black, and so Penny would take the tape, and then they make another look off of that. John and I have talked at length. It's part of why Penny's got the number one recruiting class, because his brand strolls strong. We've talked about why that one's lasted, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's outsold LeBron still, right? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of, and you know from his brand, it's certainly more, maybe it's not. maybe it's not in this day and age, but it certainly feels like it in Memphis, like it's more recognized worldwide.
Yeah.
Those phone posits, the Penny Hardaways. But it's been amazing. And I think it kind of takes us back full circle to our open in terms of why does Penny do this, right? He's unlike college coaches. He's talking about winning a national championship this year. This dude's accomplished things and operates at a level that we don't as ordinary folks, as non-celebrity types, that we don't understand or operate on. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't come up the same way that these college coaches who sat on assistant coaching benches, right? Worked. Yep. He didn't come up that way. And that's why it's different. His DNA is different. His faith is different. And all of this goes into sort of the icon, the basketball icon that he's sort of become.
Yeah.
He's different than the rest of the coaches in college basketball, and that's why you see him acting and saying different things.
That is true.
Those guys.
That episode, by the way, apparently is available already on ESPN Plus. Memphis Madness is going to be streamed on ESPN Plus. So
everybody wants a piece right now. That was another part of the story. Everybody is here, whether it's Dana O'Neill, whether it's John Martin, whether all the national folks are here.
Yes,
you live here. But you just pumped out a big one, too. State of the program.
That's right.
Everybody's
That's
doing
right.
their big pieces right now. It feels good because we all know that this thing's been down. It's been down for too long. These last 5 years, not making the tournament. It's not where this program belongs. So it feels like you're about to get back to where you belong. That's why all this attention feels so good.
You're right. All right, we will come back. Mark Giannotto will join us. We'll talk to him about all this and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Labonte Children's Hospital is a place where miracles happen every day, right here in Memphis. And they deserve our support. The way we do that is to ride to 100 schools every year and collect as much money as we can possibly collect. And now, after 14 years, we could reach the $3 million mark. We need your help to get there. Support Labonte Children's Hospital. And the best way to do that is by donating to Go Jim Go. I'll see you on the road.
CBS Tonight is all new, starting with a surprising new Survivor, Island of the Idols.
What is happening?
And David Boreanaz returns.
We're back.
In the season premiere of SEAL Team.
Playtime's over, boys. Focus up.
Then, it's the season premiere of SWAT on its new night.
The city's under attack.
Drones are terrorizing L.A.
This could be the deadliest attack yet.
Unless you stop it.
SWAT season premiere, CBS Tonight.
Then, watch News Channel 3 at 10 with Stephanie Scurlock and Greg Hurst.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, one out of six vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
I'm on Deadman's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo bucks?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween jumbo bucks instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
One, two, it's coming for you. Three, four, you could win much more. Five, six, on a scratch ticket. Seven, eight, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9:10, time to play again.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Swing.
So we were getting ready to do this segment. Mark Giannotto, sports comms for the Commercial Appeal, host Giannotto and Jeffrey. He's in the building. And he reveals to us as we are coming to the mic that he too also has great luck with police officers.
I do. Now that's not to say I haven't gotten a ticket or two over the years, but
that's it. Just one or two.
No, I've gotten several. Like I've been pulled over. I used to drive a ton when I was working at the Washington Post and I covered Virginia and Virginia Tech. I'd mm-hmm. be like going to UVA and Virginia Tech from DC like every week. Mm-hmm. But even here in Memphis, it was maybe a month or two ago. I sometimes play in this like pickup basketball game at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh wow, yeah.
Good
yeah.
Lord.
And it took you an hour to get there.
No, I was running late because I had taken care of the kid in the morning and I was running late and I'm trying to get there.
You can still do that with a young kid?
Well, it was when my mother-in-law was still here, so it made it easy. Like I haven't played very much lately, to be quite honest with you, because I got to take the kid to daycare and all that stuff. But I was flying down Poplar, like just flying, because I was late, and I got pulled over by. It was like an undercover cop, and he literally came up to the window and he's like, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I go, "Yeah, yeah." I was speeding. I'm sorry. Like,
more of that good honesty, John Martin.
He goes, "Where were you going so fast?" And I go, "I'm going to this pickup basketball game.
Truth serum.
I play in the morning."
Give it to the
and he
cops.
Goes, "All right." He goes, "All right. Go to your pickup game. Stop speeding and just let me go."
Right. Like, You could have told him literally anything.
Yeah.
You could have told him I was on a fast, for Ramadan.
I got one of those cell phone tickets in Germantown two, 3 weeks ago, but it was just a warning.
Yes.
I was on my cell phone talking on the phone in Germantown, and you're not allowed to do that anymore. And while driving. But they just gave me a warning. They told me we're giving you a warning.
So,
y'all always get off.
So I have a,
I'm headed to do yoga. Okay, get out of here.
I have a friend who's a police officer. We were talking about quotas and like, does a police officer have a quota to meet? Right.
Oh, you're getting an answer from a police officer.
Yes.
Well, I think I know what it's going to be.
They have a quote shift average, is what they call it, which is around 15 a month. That's less than one per day. You don't get anything for going over. You don't get anything for going under. They just want to know you're working.
Right. And so if you got zero, right, and it's September 30th, you got to get in that honey hole and look like you've been working.
But maybe you just
at
haven't.
At least for this one that I'm dealing with.
Maybe
over
you
there,
just haven't had to
speak
any
to with
crime
great respect from now
in front
on.
Of you.
But to that point, I think he pretty much confirmed my story.
So you're taking your ticket to court, I heard?
Yes.
He's fighting.
Now, look, I'm glad we're getting into this. Used to be you could go downtown, and after that lovely old lady down there would offer you a job and say, "Hey, my babies, you need a job," after you'd go in there into the courtroom. You all don't because you're white and you've never been a 201. I've got guys looking at me like they've never heard this story before. You could take a ticket down there, Mark, if you didn't want to go pay it at the precinct in the first couple of weeks you had, and pretty much they'd be so full of that line would be so long, they'd let you go. They'd say, "Oh, no problem," and they'd say, "Don't do it again," and let you go if you appeared. But now, this guy, again, he'd gotten my wife a few weeks ago, so she's already had to go through it. Apparently, they make you take a pretty much a 4-hour test now and make it work. It's going to hurt your time, right? If you're going to do this, you got to pay a fee for the test. This is, again, what my wife had to do with the same ticket. She had to spend 4 hours online, pass these tests, sort of like she'd had like a DUI or something, pass these tests. She'll pay a smaller fee, but it doesn't go on her record. But anyway, now they make you work is my point, as opposed to just appearing.
Because I always remember, like, I don't know if it was like this here, but part of the reason you take it to court is there was this chance the cop wouldn't show up. And then
what they do
is those cops, they have, like, days once a month where they go to court. So all their tickets are one day. So it's like, if they're skipping court,
we used to get them, and so that's part of the reason why I didn't just go pay it. Is like, well, and then I saw what my wife's had to do. She's been putting it off, and man, this weekend she tried to do it. She did it on it, and she went from the first, I think, halftime of the Titans game or whatever we were watching, all the way into the next. She's had it was 4 hours, and so anyway, if you decide not to go ahead and pay it, believe me, nowadays you're not just gonna get. It doesn't sound like you'll get that thing tossed out. Anyway, we got more around here to talk about than why. Him letting you go than white folks getting
getting let go by cops.
Wow. Yes, we do have more to talk about, though. He is correct. Penny Hardaway is saying that he sees a national championship. Now, you've covered Tony Bennett. You've covered some big-time coaches in your career. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say things like this. Nobody really says anything like this. What do you make of Penny Hardaway saying, when he sees this team, Mark, he sees championship?
Honestly, my initial reaction was a little much. Felt a little unnecessary. I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, I guess this team already has a target on its back.
Yep.
Like, you know, it was funny yesterday when we were talking to Lester Quiñones about the whole the tweets about Tennessee, and someone asked him, you know, do you feel like this puts a target on your back? I think maybe they asked Boogie this, and Boogie goes, we already have a target on our back.
It's like, yeah, it's
you know.
True.
But at the same time, it's just like the thing that really was two things were interesting to me. He said he'd watched the tape, like watch the film of like Duke and Kentucky.
The other
like,
squads, yeah.
Like Duke and Kentucky have brand new teams just like him. I don't know what film he's watching of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that stood out to me more than anything is just this, I don't know, it just feels like you're setting your, like he talked about how these coaches that don't promise much and over-deliver. And like he talked about that dismissively. Like that's not just college basketball. That's like in life. Like that's a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why people do it. And he's not wired that way.
That's
very clearly.
That's not his DNA.
It's not. And maybe he's okay with the fact that he's gonna get criticized. And I will say, just like what he's done is. I do think he's taken some of the pressure off of his players. It's squarely on him. Like, he's got the I kind of wrote about this. John kind of wrote about it. As much as everyone's excited about this number one recruiting class, the spotlight, once again, is very firmly on Penny Hardaway.
Right. You're right.
And, like, if this team doesn't live up to expectations, I don't think people are not going to say, James Wiseman wasn't as good as we thought. Precious Achiuwa wasn't as good as we thought.
No,
they're going to say, Penny Hardaway. He's not a good coach.
Yeah, like, that's what happened with Josh. You know?
So, like, you could argue, like, this is strategic on his part in terms of taking some of that, moving the target so it's not on these freshmen and moving it so it's back on him squarely. But I still think, I don't know.
It's still saying, look at us, though.
Right? It came off a little like, it came off, you want to be confident, not cocky. And his comments in that story came off as cocky.
Which I don't have a problem with. Like, I don't personally have a problem with
being cocky. I think no one here, it's just like his comments last year.
He's been that way the whole time.
It's just like his comments last year. People here in Memphis are going to love it.
No,
and, like, I was just on the radio yesterday talking about how, when Lester's talking about this UT stuff, you kind of want a guy who's, when you're in that battle, when you're in a game in Knoxville and it's a two-point game, I'll take the guy who's puffing out his chest and kind of peacocking more than, like, the guy who's, trying to stay under the radar. I'd rather have that guy.
Yeah, the confidence.
But
wants to be in that moment.
At the same time, you just have to be. I think people here in Memphis need to understand and realize, like, he's not endearing himself to anyone outside of Memphis with all this. Right. But I don't think. I mean, part of this city's DNA is like, they're always.
You've never been.
Always us versus them.
As a program, you've never been accepted, right? In the aristocrats of college basketball, you've always been perceived as the outlaw. You've always been perceived as the outsider. Why, in a group of Kentucky, Duke, and North Carolina, and Kansas, why the hell is Memphis in this guy? So I feel like that's always going to be the way it is, regardless of whether you have a coach who embraces it or not. So you might as well embrace it.
Yes.
I mean, like, there's no, like.
I just don't understand why. Why do you need, like. It's just like last year when he said, there's other coaches are jealous of me. He's probably right, but I question then, why do you need to say it out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Why say this out loud?
Just playing devil's advocate here. Dana O'Neill's been in the car with him. He's driven her to his old house, and he's very comfortable with her. I just wonder if knowing that,
hey, everybody's writing about me right now. Your story's got to be a little, I just wonder if, I don't doubt that he firmly believes it. Clearly he does, but he gives it to her because he's comfortable with her.
I think Penny is, I mean, he knows exactly who he's talking to. He's very smart in that regard. Like, I don't think he said this. This was like by accident.
Right, absolutely.
That he said this. Right. But, you know, like I said, I mean, to me, the devil's advocate side of it is, the side where you could really argue, like, this makes a ton of sense, and it does to a certain degree, is that he's taking the pressure off of his players and putting it on himself. Like, it's not going to be their failure. It'll be his failure if he doesn't live up to this stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely some truth to that. You sat down with Laird Veach, wrote a column about it. Mm-hmm. What struck you most? I like the way you wrote it. It's sort of... not getting his sort of dream job is what led him to this one. Is that the sort?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was
the home job.
Yeah, it was. I mean, like he was the interim AD at Kansas State.
Right there, yeah.
He was the number two guy there.
Where he came up and was at school. And all that.
Yeah, I mean, his family's from Manhattan, Kansas, and he didn't get the job, and it made him. That was the thing I was most fascinated by when I going into the interview is I wanted to ask him about it because I was like, you look at his resume. And you're like, he left his hometown mm-hmm. to go to Florida, a place he'd, you know, never been.
Right.
And it made him look at himself and go, what is wrong with me, but what do I need to do better? And I think the not the failure, but just being rejected a little bit made him want to be an AD more. Like it made him realize going for it there made him realize I really want to be an AD.
Yeah.
And so he went out of his comfort zone to make himself more attractive as an AD candidate. And what struck me is how similar it was to Memphis in the sense that, like, Memphis got rejected by the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it was around the same time as Laird getting rejected by Kansas State.
Yep. Yep.
And I don't know if Memphis has gone through its Florida stage yet, but maybe that's what Laird Veach is. Like, this guy who's different than any AD they've ever had. And you could probably throw Penny in there. Like, that is, he's different than anything they've ever had here in terms of, I know Larry had the same sort of trajectory, but like in terms of being this national icon.
Yeah, that's what Larry,
it's, you know, Larry was a Memphis icon. Right, Penny is exactly. More of a national icon. But, you know, it just struck me as very similar. And, he went for, you know, he's a guy who built his reputation on fundraising at all these other schools, Kansas State, Missouri, Iowa State. And then he went to Florida and he was like the nuts. He was like the chief operating officer, the operations guy. And so he's got like, and then he also worked for Learfield. So he's on the media side. He's got like so many different experiences that I think will be very helpful for Memphis. And good news for us. So he worked for Learfield, and he actually told me, he said the most comfortable interviews he does is not talking to, like, me one-on-one in his office. It's doing a radio interview.
Well, that he's like the opposite of Tom.
Yes.
You could almost hear nervous on the radio, like didn't want any part of it. That just wasn't his – Tom preferred to be in the office and working. That was his – sort of his strength, I think, the way he saw himself, is that's when I'm at my best.
Yes,
I'm doing that.
Yes, I mean,
for the program,
I've always felt Tom Bowen would be like an ideal number two at a huge school.
Yeah,
so, or like honestly, what he was before, like working in the NFL, where you can be behind the scenes and you don't have to be this public figure. And Laird Veach certainly is more comfortable being that public figure.
Tell me this, too, and tell me if this is the sense that you got from him, because I like it. I haven't sat down with Laird Veach. Hopefully I'll get the chance to. But from what I hear and what I read in your column, he has sat down with a lot of folks in terms of trying to get – you'll hear this from new hires all the time, right? They come into a town, new AD here in Memphis. Yeah, I want to learn from the people, learn the lay of the land.
Mm-hmm.
I get the sense that his ears are really open, that he feels like I've got things to learn. We've seen people come in here and say that, and maybe you don't have those meetings. And maybe more importantly, even if you do, you're not listening. I get the sense from him he's and you have to be, I think, if you're going to be good at this job, because you've seen it. You've seen the 2 years you've been here. It's a unique situation. It's a unique position because of basketball and football and the dynamic here. I get the sense he's really listening. Do you? Is it?
I think, I mean, he said very clearly, like, he's got a list of
this people.
Is, this
who
is
he
who
feel,
I want
to
hit.
This is who I need I to think, talk to, I and think, he's adding to the list all the time. Like, he talked to someone, and they tell him, you need to go talk to this person.
That seems like a good sign. Because
I mean,
I've
shoot,
seen
at the end of our interview, he was asking me about, you know, stuff.
What do you think?
Media
what do you think?
Stuff.
See, I think that's good.
You know, like, what do I think about this and that? And so, no, he's...
Should pick as many brains as possible.
I mean, this, he's worked
this
under
kind of
a lot of really good ADs. Uh-huh. Like, he's not your typical first-time AD.
Yeah,
he doesn't come off as like that.
Yeah.
Now, I do worry if, like, I was looking up Kansas State's AD. He's, like, 63. I do worry, like, Kansas State's AD leaves.
This could be a short tenure for
this guy. Could go right back to Kansas
could
State.
See that.
I don't know, but I
could definitely
that's
see that.
Lil Baby called University of Memphis Penny Hardaway College. So will the CA adopt this verbiage going forward in their stories, or will you still continue to refer to as U of M?
So I've been doing some sleuthing on Lil Baby because okay. So here's
you just got Lil. Lil.
Lil.
Yeah, you don't
say
little. Lil.
Little baby. Yeah.
So here's like if Lil Baby walked
there
into this
go.
Studio,
yeah.
I wouldn't know who he was.
Well, yeah, you
but
would because
fact,
he's a Lil Baby.
But the fact that
Cartier
I
glasses
well,
probably,
what tells me that this is a good get, mm-hmm. if indeed he is the get, or one of the gets, is that I actually do recognize his name. I was like, oh, I've heard of it. I know I've heard of this guy. He's got that song with Drake. And so,
if Giannato knows him,
if
like,
I know him, that is
say,
a good sign.
I didn't know which baby now, it was. I do now, but you're doing better than I was to start.
Now I've been doing some sleuthing, though. Do you know who, last January, in a video posted by Slam Magazine, called Lil Baby the Goat?
Oh my, Penny Hardaway,
Jalen Green.
Oh,
Jalen Green.
Do you know whose favorite song, according to a USA Basketball Q&A? Is by Lil Baby.
I got to assume Jalen Green.
What is it?
Jalen Green.
What's the song?
Oh, I got
Out the Mud.
Don't know it.
That's enough. We get it.
It might be that Drip song, right?
Drip Too Hard.
Drip Too Hard.
Yeah.
Might be that one. I don't know. But Jalen Green loves him some Lil Baby. And I don't think it's a coincidence.
No doubt.
That Lil Baby is going to be one of the artists.
Lil Baby said it himself. I mean, he posted on his own damn Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, like, it ain't like anybody else is reporting this other than Lil Baby. You know, so that's on Lil Baby for letting the cat out.
Well, you go out and get the guy that you want the most, right? The guy that guy likes the most, right?
Exactly.
For James Wiseman, who
exactly.
is Block Boy JB in that crew, right? And,
huh?
and sort of how that Moneybag
Yo,
sort of that crew of guys. And, man, smart to go get Jalen Green's guy that he calls the GOAT. Osprey, the Grizzlies seem to feel the same way. Like Jaren's telling us, or Ja's telling us,
iconic
he's the goat
is
too.
The word
Lil Baby's
used.
The goat.
Well, I think Jaren and Ja were having a debate. So one of them loves. I don't remember which one. One of them likes Lil Baby, and the other one likes. I didn't know the other guy.
Well, you did well enough.
Yeah, I didn't know the other guy.
Just how far you've gotten so far with
Duh Baby
and the sleuthing you've done.
Little Baby.
Yeah, that's what you call your son. Yeah, this is Lil Baby. Yeah, a little bit.
Exactly.
A little bit different.
Anyway, thanks, Mark, for coming in as always.
Man,
we have a listening session you have to get to for a Lil Baby.
Yeah.
We will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're sticking cash in your app. Now it's your chance to win MemphisRadio.com cash. Download the free Radio.com app, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, and get the code word starting Monday. Win an easy grand. Download Radio.com, favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen weekdays 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. Radio.com cash, 9 through 5 on 92.9 FM ESPN. Get appy.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
When the people of Memphis needed a voice on the city council, Frank Colvette was ready to answer the call.
This is Frank Colvette.
That's why Frank Colvette has made a great city councilman. He's always ready to help the people he represents.
Let me know how I can help.
When garbage wasn't being collected in a timely manner, Frank worked with the mayor to create a better system in his district. When our local neighborhood watch programs needed resources, Frank pulled in the Memphis Police Department and got it done. And when Memphis had the chance to achieve universal pre-K, Frank Colvette was the co-sponsor of the resolution that finally made pre-K a reality for all our kids. It's not that often we find a politician willing to listen. So when we do, let's make sure we keep him around.
Glad I could help.
Let's re-elect Frank Colvette. Early voting is September 13th through September 28th, and Election Day is October 3rd. Let your voice be heard. Paid for by friends of Frank Colvette, Anita Harris, treasurer.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com or give us a call at 388-0852. We can service everything from homes to major facilities. Let us show you why some of the most notable landmarks and facilities in Memphis choose Inman Murphy.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 fit days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
More than ever, we need to laugh. Good thing the Radio.com app brings the funny.
Say, man, you left your lights on.
On Radio.com, you can listen to your favorite hometown morning show wherever you are. Or nonstop stand-up on the Comedy Now channel. And hilarious podcasts like Curious with Josh Peck and ID10T with Chris Hardwick. All available 24-7 and all just a click away. So come on, lighten up and laugh a little. Or a lot. Radio.com. On your desktop or download the free app now.
What's up, Memphis? This is former Memphis kicker Steven Gaskowski. I know you've heard of Platinum Jewelers by now. You've heard from former Grizzly Mike Miller and my man D'Angelo Williams tell you about them. Now take it from me, a two-time Super Bowl champ. Platinum Jewelers is the best in the business. When it's time for jewelry, make sure you give Platinum Jewelers a look before you buy.
Platinum Jewelers has a brand new location in Germantown at 9387 Poplar Avenue. Visit them or at 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis or online at PlatinumJewelers.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Live, love, Memphis group. They're the lead team in Memphis. When it comes to buying or selling a home, ask Kontar. Our man Kontar will tell you. Ask Lewis. Lewis will tell you. You got to hit him on his Phoenix cell phone, though, because that's where he lives now. Used to live in Memphis. And once upon a time when he did live in Memphis, he was on the market, or thinking about being on the market. Got with the Live Love Memphis team, asked some questions, got back some relevant information, listed his home on a Monday. It was under contract for less price on a Tuesday.
Key word with Live Love is fast. Because that thing, they're going to get that home sold for you very quickly. For me, it was 6 days, got multiple offers. I took the one where the buyer gave me full asking and them paying closing costs. I know Kontar's gotten some offers very quickly in only a matter of days, even shorter than mine. I think it was 2-3 days. He's got multiple offers. That's pretty much how they work over at Live Love. Your experience can be a similar one. Give them a call, 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. What you'll do is ask for Jennifer Carstensen. This will go very easily. You'll then be a part of a virtual tour. She's going to put a price on that thing, what you guys should be selling for, and it'll be a matter of days, likely. You'll be selling that home. It was certainly my experience. Go check them out. They're livelovememphis.com.
All right, so I have a non-sports dilemma, Jason. I know that you will help me with guidance and with wisdom and with care because, you know, you're good on these types of issues, especially when it comes to age and when you're too old for something and when you just need to let things be and exist as they are without your participation. Okay.
Like sleeping with your dog.
Well, that go ahead, transcends age, but we won't be trying that
does
again.
It?
Yes. Some people love sleeping with their dogs, man. Some people do enjoy that.
It might be a white thing.
Oh, I think it's definitely a white thing for sure. Like I feel like a pain, man. Like, well, I know my dog's in that kennel, man. Like, I love you, man. You know, like I feel that. You know what I mean? Who wants to be in a kennel?
Because he's crying all night?
No, he doesn't cry all night. I cry all night because he's in the kennel. But anyway, that's a psychological issue that I'm going to have to deal with on my own.
I might need to have a baby. A real
don't,
human.
Don't you put that on
a
me.
A human child.
Don't you put that
Go right ahead.
Witchcraft on me.
We know the dog sleeping isn't your dilemma. What is it?
So when I was coming up, I watched a lot of Nickelodeon, right? You know Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Big Blimp, Orange Blimp, all that.
Yeah.
There was a big time show on Nickelodeon in the early 90s that I loved.
Double Dare.
It was called Are You Afraid of the Dark? You remember they used to tell the scary stories. They used to gather around the campfire. They used to put sand on the campfire. It was a huge show. It was a huge show, and I know people who are my age, maybe a little bit older, they will know exactly what
not
I'm talking about.
Not as big as Double Dare, but still big.
But it was a huge show, and it's been off the air since, I don't know, 1999 or 2000 or something like that, right? Well, it's coming back. I saw it, and the reason I know it's coming back is because, as you know, my wife loves to watch Friends at night, and Friends is on Nick at night every night. So we fall asleep to Friends. And we see commercials for Nickelodeon shows. And one of the commercials is, Are You Afraid of the Dark? They're bringing it back. They're bringing it back. They're rebooting it. Three-part miniseries. I think it premieres on October 11th. It's Halloween month. You know how much I love this month. I got a Halloween party, third annual. You're invited to it. You looked at the invitation. You didn't do anything with it.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? I felt like putting interest in is even more of a tease. No is too much of a slap in the face right now.
Good point. Anyway, it is premiering on October 11th. And my question to you is, I used to watch this show when I was 8, 9. Am I too old for it now?
You asking the wrong.
No, I'm asking the right guy. I want to know. Am I too old?
You are not.
Am I too
old? Because you know what the answer is.
Nostalgia purposes. Can I go back and watch it? Can I go back and watch it? You know.
Nostalgia, fine. Go watch it for a few minutes.
For a few minutes.
Yes. You gonna watch the whole show? Then we got a problem. Now, is that common sense or not?
I don't know. I'm asking. That's why I come to you, man.
I mean, how long do you want to feel like an 8 or 9 year old again, John? You want to feel it for a whole hour, watch the whole show? Can you watch 5 minutes and get that little feeling and get back to being a grown ass man? Like, which one you want to do there, buddy?
I don't know.
You want to go to Playland all day?
I feel bad for CJ because when he is 10, he is not going to be able to watch anything.
Now, unfortunately, CJ had to get it yesterday. We're having some behavioral issues at school, and he just won't stop. He won't stay out of the orange, John. Well, it's a separate story, but I'm going through my own thing. And so, I don't have any patience right now for a grown man who wants to go back to being 8, okay? I don't have time. I got one that's 5, trying to get him to grown man status.
So you think it's...
I told you, you're asking the wrong man.
You think it's a bad look if I watch Are You Afraid?
I said 5. Give you 5.
5 minutes?
I think it's cute. You and Sam, you're watching, you're feeling like you're young again. It's the old show. Like, I'd go back and watch a little Double Dare off Nick. Because, again, for me, that show, going through the nose and picking through the stuff to find the flag, that was fun. That's what I watched growing up as a kid. I wanted to be part of that obstacle course. So,
yeah.
And I could get, John, if they brought Double Dare back, I think Ben Hogan even had to. Now, I'm not going to put on the costume like he did. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that man liked it a little bit more than I did. But you get what? I would watch a reunion of 5 minutes of it, you know, to feel those old feelings again. I'm messing with Ben Hogan because it was actually the best costume at the party.
Yeah. So
that was your party a couple years ago, no?
I just, yeah, it was.
Where you guys said I came as Tubby, and you wonder why I don't come back.
Well,
because you misidentified my outfit.
Come on to my recruiting room at my house.
As you know, every storyteller begins their story. I just want to hear it. I want to hear this phrase, submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. I just want to hear that again.
Dude, the way you're smiling, the only other time you smile like that is for The Rock and Eminem. So this show clearly had great impact on you. Now, why? Let's get to that. Let's get it down and get you on the couch. Were you scared of the dark?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, as a kid, I always wanted to sleep with the TV on. I still do that to this day. I sleep with the TV on, you know?
With Friends on?
Yeah, like, I think that's a big reason why I don't get the adequate sleep that I need. Because the television is constantly on.
Well, you got a lot going on.
Sleep with the TV on or off?
Off. I mean, I'm grown.
Brad, do you sleep with the TV on or off? The
TV's got that's disturbing. That's why you're not functioning properly.
Am I in the minority here that I sleep with the TV on?
No, I think there are plenty.
Quite a few.
My mom did it, too.
Okay.
She did it, too.
I think it's nostalgic. I used to watch Dukes of Hazzard and the A-Team. The problem is when you go back and you watch those old shows, whether it's Double Dare, whether it's A-Team, whether it's Dukes of Hazzard, you have this memory of how it was.
Exactly.
And then you go back and you go, damn, Dukes of Hazzard is a cheesy-ass show.
Yeah, good. No, it's true.
You've got a lot going on, John. I see why you're not sleeping. You've got friends on as you go to sleep.
Yeah.
There's no diversity in friends. So I could see staying up late. You got your dog in between you and Sam. It's flipping and flopping. And then I heard you talking about with Jeff, you've got a baby roach problem in the house. Sounds like they're all over the floor and dead. So, again, dead or some of them walking. Sam's been moving around. Brad, I'm not sure if you heard, but they've had to change pest companies frequently because over at the tiny home, apparently the roaches are taking over. So, John, with all of that going on, it's a wonder how you even got to work today.
Sam has a flat tire on her road.
What are you folks going to do?
Meanwhile, you drive in that nice Jeep into for four blocks.
It's like I told her, sucks to suck, you know?
Who's going to fix that flat tire?
Oh, we're going to have to, you know, I don't know.
Did you put a spare on?
To be honest with you, we got to move it into the, because it's right now it's parked on the side of the house. Mm. So we're going to have to move that thing into the driveway, and then I'm going to have to put the donut on it in. Hopefully she doesn't drive it, because I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to do a good enough job to ensure her safety.
What y'all going to do about them roaches?
Well, we are hoping – well, there's not like – so you live with a woman, so you understand. One baby roach might as well be 50 of them or 20,000 of them.
Yep, true.
And so that's just what you deal with when you're married to a woman. I mean, mm-hmm. this is what it is. Like everything is exaggerated by 10 or 50 or 2 million.
I would suggest building a stronger perimeter around your home.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.